We're back.
Yeah.
After a month hiatus, I guess you could say.
With the magic of YouTube, we're just one video away.
Exactly. Yes, thank
you. We never took a break.
And with the magic of TikTok, we're always there somehow.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, so we had a lot going on the past month and a half.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, you want to talk about it?
Sure, go for it.
All right, so first thing we did, new experience as people of TikTok. Mm-hmm. We finally went to our first convention, Comic-Con, Montreal. First of all, I have something to complain about off the bat with that shit.
Off the bat,
it pissed me off so fucking much, man. I swear to God. We go the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. No issues whatsoever. We pay the regular pass. We have our small little tripod that we put the camera on so that we could record stuff. And then, out of nowhere, the third day, we go to get our friend from the metro, and we're walking back. But in my head, I was like, oh, I have my phone on the tripod. I'm not doing anything. It's perfectly fine. We go through security, and the guy stops me. He lets, I think, like, you're almost about to pass, but he mm-hmm. stops me. He's like, weapon check. I was like, I'm not in cosplay. I have no weapon in sight. What do you mean, weapon check? And I was like, this isn't a weapon. This is a tripod. He's like, weapon check. I was like, okay, I guess we're going through weapon check. Mm-hmm. I go to the guy, and I'm like, okay, so this guy just right there said that I have to check this weapon, but it's not a weapon. So, like, what's up with that? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, so I can go? He's like, no, you do have to check it. I'm like, okay, what's the issue with it? He's like, you don't have a media pass. I was like, what do you mean I don't have a media pass? What do I need a media pass for? I just have a tripod. Like, that's it. He's like, yeah, all recordings, you have to have a media pass for it.
And then he tells us, yo, next year you should probably buy the media pass if you want to record. Bro, I looked at him. I was going to get kicked out, so I shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But apparently the only difference between a media pass and you is a $20 tripod.
I swear to God, you were so tilted at it. At, like, the whole, because we went to go pick him up at, like, maybe like 1 or 2 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
And there was about 5 hours left of the convention. And we were like, what the actual fuck? We kept, like, bantering about it randomly.
No, because, I'm sorry, this is completely stupid. We didn't go, like, with a professional camera or anything. We went with, like, $20, like, wireless mics, our iPhone that we used for the recordings, and a $20 tripod. That is not a media pass inventory, bro. I didn't bring a $2,000 camera with all the stands and everything. I didn't need a media pass for a $20 tripod. Are you kidding me? No, I'm still triggered about that.
And the worst part is, to add on to all of the fuel and the fire and everything, is that they gave me a call like 30 minutes before closing. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, we still have your thing here. Are you going to come pick it up? I was like, yes, I'm coming at close. Like, don't worry about it. And then, like you said, they had the fucking audacity to get, like, reprimand us and be like, yeah, next time, consider getting the pass. And I'm like, fuck off.
Bro, like, we didn't need the pass. We didn't go to the events to interview celebrities or something. We went to interview random cosplayers, play games with them, like, have a fun time with the community. And they do this shit. And I was so triggered because we're mid-level interview of one of the stands. And they call us, like, oh, come get your shit. So, like, we couldn't even, like, we had to rush the interview just so we can go. Like,
it was really stupid. But the word, like, I get it if it was, like, on the first day. And they, like, all the security guards can see you on the main floor and everything that mm-hmm. you're recording. They say shit. They don't say anything at all. But the fact that we went downstairs, like, for the third time that day, and that was the one time where I actually had the tripod out connected to the phone, because I was like, okay, like, yeah, I don't get why we have to do this, but whatever. The fact that it was not in my backpack the first fucking time ever is when we get caught. I'm like,
the funniest thing is, because we went to pick up our friend, he told us, you should have said you were cosplaying as a video crafter.
Yo, legit.
We should have said, bro, oh, I'm cosplaying as a media pass, bro. It is what it is.
I'm one of the security guards working here. He's like, where's your pass? Yeah,
oops. No, but that's just so stupid, bro. Like, do you not have a defined answer what a media pass is? That a guy with a tripod is, like, oh, breaking the rules. Are we that much of a competition for people that buy the media pass? Because the media pass is, like, way more expensive. It's not, like, a $10 difference.
Yeah.
It's, like, a shit ton more expensive. So you have the privilege of bringing a tripod?
Yeah. It's not worth it. It completely, like, tilted me, not gonna lie. But, yeah. Ugh, dude. But, otherwise, it was still a fun experience. Not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. We had fun. We had lots of cosplayers that we took pictures with that like we actually interviewed and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest with you, at the beginning, I was kind of nervous about it. Mm-hmm. And you gave me like this whole entire pep talk before. You're like, yo, like, this ain't the time to be nervous. This ain't whatever. You just got to do it. I'm like, all right, cool. And the second group that we interviewed, I feel so bad for them now. I was like, oh. We recorded everything. We had a good time. Like, they were nervous also, so I had to convince them a little bit. But then afterwards, like, we recorded it. Everything went well. And we go to, like, this corner to, like, look at the footage. And I realized that the mic that we had on just turned off for some reason. So their whole entire video was scrap. And then we talked about maybe, like, later if we could find them again at the end of the day. We could, like, ask them to re-record or something, but we didn't. So
if you're cosplaying two soldiers from Attack on Titan at the Montreal Comic Con convention, my bad, G.
Feels bad.
No, but that's the thing, because we just bought the mics like one day before, because we didn't prep. That was on us, but like we prepped at the last minute, so we're like, every time we filmed the video, we're like, okay, did it work? Yeah.
Let's go check. Yeah.
And I had the biggest headache, bro. I was so triggered. Like, we got there, dude, and I was suffering, bro.
He was like... The worst part is, I think that was the first day, right? So yeah. We wanted a pregame? Or was that Saturday?
I think that was Saturday.
Yo, you came in, and you were just, like, completely dead. Like, you asked for some, like, headache pills. We gave you some, and then you took some extra ones
for the event. It's recommended to take, like, headache pills. Like, take one or two. I took, like, five or six,
bro. And they were the strong ones from Costco, you know, like, the really big ones. And bro, he was like, oh, I can't.
I was suffering, bro. Yeah. I was doing the camera work. I was like,
like, please. Yo, Easy called. Yo, welcome back, man. Yeah, we haven't done one of these in a while, so, like.
Yeah, we didn't have time. That was the crazy part.
Yeah, glad that you're here.
Huh?
Glad that they're here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you've been busy a lot recently.
Oh, big time, bro.
Yeah. My man's got full-time job. Moving into a new place now.
Yeah.
Everything.
And plus, like you said, Comic-Con, we actually took a big break so we can really prep for that.
Yeah.
Because we want to make, like, really good content while we're at a convention. We don't just want to wing it and everything.
Yeah, exactly. But I swear to God, those 3 days was...
Yeah, that was hell. Like, exhausting. I really enjoyed it. Like, it was really fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was that exhausting.
Oh, yeah. No. I just couldn't after a while. Like, second day, middle of the day, I was like, yo, like... I was completely gone.
Because I think it's a different if you go there to enjoy it and if you go there for business.
Yeah. I mean, Friday, we took the day to just, like, scope everything out, you know, like, look at everything to make sure that we understand where everything was. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be completely honest. After one day, I think that's all you need. Like, go on a Saturday. That's the busiest day. Go there. You're not going to miss out on anything Friday and Sunday.
No, I'm really confused. Like, if you're not going for business like us, you should never get the 3-day pass. It's overkill for nothing. Unless you're a cosplayer and you want to show off your cosplay, like one cosplay each day, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
But if you just want to go enjoy the convention and everything,
yes,
one day is plenty, bro.
Especially for Comic-Con, because Comic-Con was a lot more expensive compared to Otakuthon.
Yeah.
Like, if you got, like, 1 day pass, like, depending on the day, it was, like, $65. And the Comic-Con for 3 days was, like, $79.
Yo, I loved Comic-Con because, like, bro... People were so triggered. I heard so many comments. Yo, why is there so many anime people, bro? What's with the cosplay? This is Comic-Con, not Otakuthon.
Yeah, people were just coping so hard.
They were so triggered.
Yeah. And
I enjoyed every moment of it.
Yo, Brandon might come next year. Let's go. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, there's the thing that I was looking for the most, and it was precisely for Brandon as well, was the Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Because there were so many different like places that had like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and everything, and some were just by the card, not just packs. And I found all the ones that he was looking for like the Elemental Heroes and stuff. And I was like, yo, like, bless up. Like, let's fucking go. But the one that I was looking for, one of the figures that I really, 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 really want is Marin from My Dress Up Darling. Mm-hmm. I went to so many different stands to ask him, like, hey, do you guys have My Dress Up Darling? No one had it.
That's really surprising.
I was so triggered.
Because, like, bro, so many stands, because that's the good thing about Comic-Con Otakuthon. Like, so many small businesses going in one place.
Yeah.
So you have, like, so much selection. But with all those, like, little shops and you didn't find the figurine you liked, it's kind of weird.
I was so tilted. But, yeah.
So what was your favorite interview that you did?
My favorite interview? Ooh. That's actually a good one. I think it might have been between. Oh, I remember. There was one where she was cosplaying. So I thought it was like, oh, I'm just going to ask her for an interview. But she was actually like a photographer. So she was more like out of it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the answers that she gave were like really interesting. And I really liked the aspect of like having someone that also like asks other cosplayers, like, you know, for pictures and stuff like that. It was very interesting. The other one was the Fisk one that I did.
The Fisk?
Yeah, the Wilson Fisk okay. from like Daredevil and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, right before that, I did an interview with a Deadpool mm-hmm. who was, like, shorter than me. Like he was here, like, to me, okay? And then the next guy that I go to is fucking Wilson Fisk, who's, like, here. Like, huge, like, bald and everything. So he took his shit seriously. But the answers that he gave were so, like, savage, not gonna lie. Like, he like, went out there. I was like, yo.
My boy was like, I remember that one. You're like, what's better? What superhero is better? Like, bro, you cannot ask me that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like, okay.
My bad, G.
It's like, what's your favorite superhero? It's like, no. You can't. And I was like, oh, okay.
You cannot have a favorite.
Like, yo, my bad. My bad. Yeah. What was yours, though?
Bro, honestly, my favorite interview, it's not even one I did. It's one that you did. Mm-hmm. It's the Idan one. I fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
It, like, we posted it on TikTok. It got so many views because I get it. He's such an energetic guy. I just love this cosplay. I love this energy.
Yes. It was really nice.
Yo, honestly.
But some people in the comment section for that video were kind of savage.
Yeah, because he said the villain thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Frieza's, like, one of the best villains, but Dragon Ball is mid.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
So how can you have the best villain from one place, but also call it mid?
No.
Like, bro, like, come on.
I guess, because, bro, at the end of the day, like, we're doing this, we're used to it. But when you're on the spot, you don't think, bro. Exactly. Like, if I'm telling you, what's your favorite anime? Like, you're not gonna know. You have a favorite anime. You're not gonna know what to answer me. So when I ask you a random question, like, what's the best villain?
Yeah.
What are you gonna answer?
Yeah, because if you have it prepared, like, you're watching a TikTok video, mm-hmm. yeah, no. Like, you will know what to say because you actually think about it. But once you're on the spot, and it's really iconic to see it now with some people, like, we did one of the games where, legit, it was three guys all standing there. I was like, hey, I'm just gonna ask you guys to, like, name some anime, and that's it. Or no, it was anime bad descriptions.
Yeah.
I swear to God, like, no offense to them, every single one of them was, like, completely a flop. They're like, oh, we don't know. We don't know. And I was, like, trying to give easy ones also.
Yeah. But then you get, like, some that are really good. Like, we just posted one that were, like, two guys dressed as Akatsuki members.
Yo, they were OG as fuck.
Bro, one of them answered so quickly, the other guy was so confused, bro.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, I was surprised, bro. Like, he said it instantly. I was like, bro. We're out of a job, bro.
Yes. Do you have Madara or Itachi pop figures? I do, but as you can see, they're hidden right now behind the
Hidden Devils.
The Hidden Devils, yes. The beautiful new poster that we got. Well, not a poster. It's a painting, spray paint.
Yeah, I don't think the people on TikTok can see this, but, like, well, kind of.
Yeah.
But, bro, we got this painting as a guy that we interviewed at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And he is so talented. He did this, the whole thing, in like 3 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's a 3 minute art piece. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So it's Sasuke and Naruto and stuff.
Yeah, and it's all spray painting and everything.
And the worst part is, like, we weren't planning to buy anything. Like, they can't see me on screen right now, but they didn't, like, we didn't plan to buy anything from him. But we were doing the interview, and I was like, hey, yo, like, that looks really dope. How much is it? And he gave us the price, and I was like, okay. It's worth it.
Bro, for a big piece like that, it was a really good price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even, like, the way he did it, like, I really liked it. And we might work with him. Like, we might, like, commission him to, like, make us a logo
in
the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because, bro, he's really talented. He doesn't charge a lot. And he was an amazing guy.
Yeah, and you know that he's actually legit. Because the guy grinds so fucking much. Mm-hmm. Like, he was there from the opening to the close, just spray painting the whole entire time. And it was insane.
Bro, that guy was committed.
Yeah.
The whole convention, because, like, he does it on the spot, so he has, like, a ton of people around him. So he doesn't even get, like, a 20-minute break to, like, go pee or something.
Nope.
Yo.
But, yeah. Do I have Madara Itachi pops? I do. I think I have all the Madara pops, even the one that came with the shirt. Mm-hmm. And the Itachi ones, I liked it so much that I bought both the one with the Anbu mask on and the one on the side. But, yeah. And, yo... Yo, the spray paint artist better have made bank. Yeah, he definitely made bank. Because the whole entire time, like, yeah, he was spray painting and stuff, but it was all commissioned things. that people were ordering. So he would always like make more and more and more and more and more. And I think like people were on a wait list, like having to come the next day or even like have it shipped to them afterwards later on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that's one thing I really respect, because like most of the convention there, like if they like if you bought like art piece,
yeah,
it was like prints, you know?
Yes.
Like they do it one time, then they just print it and you just buy a print. Yes. That's fine if you like it. But having like, even if it's not like the only piece, mm-hmm. having like a custom made piece on the spot,
yeah,
just I think that's worth it.
I mean, like, just look at it. The fact that you know that this is like on the spot, made in 3 minutes,
yeah,
it's really nice. Yeah. Are those new Funkos? Yeah, I bought some new Funkos, but we have a lot waiting.
Yeah.
We have like Naruto, Jujutsu Kaisen, everything like that, that are all, I think I have like 6 shipments waiting now.
Yeah, we're extremely broke, in case you were wondering.
Yes, and it's not because of Funko Pops or anything.
Yes.
But yeah, how many Funko Pops do you have? I'll let you answer first, so mine doesn't seem...
I don't even know, bro. Like 200 to 300, maybe?
You have 200 now?
Probably, because I just mixed my collection with my girlfriend.
So oh, like, okay. Technically... Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think now I have about 400,
yeah, maybe way more. Way yeah. more.
400 to 500, but that's before all of the other pops are coming, and I think I have like at least 30 to 40 pops coming.
So the next live podcast would be in the metro begging for money.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, yeah, I think like in the shipments that are coming up, you know, I'm scared that my dad's gonna see this, but like, because he watches the videos, right? But like, just in the shipments that I have, I think it's over like $600, and but that's combined with you also.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, bro.
Yes, 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 yes. So, yeah, but it's something that I know that I really like. And at the end of the day, even if I don't want it anymore, I know that I could sell all of these for a lot of money. Like, I have some pops that are just waiting to be sold, and they're like $100 a piece. So, I mean...
Why buy a home when you can have Funko Pops, bro?
Yeah. I don't even want to say the price of, like, how much, like, my Funkos are worth at that point.
You're going to get robbed at this point.
Just I just know it's enough to actually ask for an insurance just for the pops.
Facts.
Yeah. But, yeah. There was an event, though, that we did go to on the last day.
Yes.
For Comic-Con, the event was kind of like a lip-sync slash performance slash dance. And... We went with one of our friends also, who was kind of interested in that kind of stuff. Me personally, I had fun. Was there, in fact, some cringy aspects to it?
Yes.
Yes. You're going to a convention where it's a bunch of people that want to dance and lip sync and stuff like that. Of course, there's going to be cringe moments. But there was some where like, it was actually like professionally done, where people were like really cool. And they performed well and stuff?
Look, some of them were okay. My thing is, like, I thought going into this,
yeah.
that they would perform, like, singing and dancing.
No.
And then I was really impressed. Like, bro, this is fire. They're actually singing this? And I look at you, and you're like, no, bro, they're just dancing. I was like,
He's like, oh, shit, there's such a thing as lip syncing? What?
I was mad confused. And especially because we went in blindly, right?
Yes.
And the first group we saw was like these random ass people.
Yeah.
And we're like, bro, this is not the whole thing, right? And apparently it was only the announcers that they did like an intro, remember?
Yeah.
And everyone was so confused and they were clapping and everything. I was like, bro, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, no.
It was iconic.
It was iconic. We got some video footage and stuff. So if we ever want to make a video of it, we can. But yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But yeah.
Yo, the only thing I'm saying is like, good for you that you have a safe space to actually like do your passion.
Yes, I think that's really cool and stuff. There was also there was another thing that you didn't go to because you were looking for a shop mm-hmm. specifically. But me and our other friend, we went looking for it, and it was VTubers of Quebec. And we went in, and it was just starting. Like the convention was just starting, so like we knew that we were getting there. But it was so dead-ass quiet to the point where it was, like, awkward dead-ass quiet. And we were just there, and there's, like, 4 people on the stage just, like, chilling and waiting. And we're like, okay, like, what's going on here? So apparently they're having technical difficulties. But, like, the atmosphere, like, the environment felt so fucking, like, heated. And, like, something was about to go down. I was like, what is going on? And then they finally started talking, and they're like, yeah, so I'm a VTuber in Quebec. This is what I do. My name is this as a VTuber. And they show their picture up on the screen as what they look like as a VTuber. And I was like, okay, okay. That's something, all right. We stayed for like 5 minutes, and then we left. But yeah, it was
a unique experience.
Thank you. You phrased it the exact way I wanted to say it. Cool. A unique experience. So overall, Comic-Con was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about it, though. Like, in terms of, like, would I do this whole entire thing over again, where it's just, like, the experience with the mic stuff, like, being there, like, 24 fucking 7 for the whole entire thing. I think now we do have the experience of it, so we know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
I would rate it, like, a 6 or 7 out of 10.
I think for work, it's not that bad. Like, if you go there and make content, it's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be even more funner, like, when you get, like, a community and people to interact with.
Yeah.
But people were really chill. I wasn't expecting all that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Easy Called is asking you specifically your questions. Yes. Did you see the new One Piece episode?
Bro, we were talking about the One Piece episode. This is a podcast subject, bro. Do you really think we're doing a podcast without mentioning it?
You know what? Let's go right into the One Piece episode.
Let's go right into it.
Disclaimer. I am one of the ones where my favorite of the top three is Bleach and Naruto. So, of course, I have to hate on One Piece. Mm-hmm. Now, recently, ever since Comic-Con, we've had the discussion of Gear 5 and everything like that. I personally have just started watching, and I was like, oh shit, this is a little bit interesting. Like, let's see how it goes. And I saw the end credit scene for the next episode, and I was like, okay, I want to see where this goes. I'm excited for it.
You're excited for it?
Yeah. I want to see what you think, actually.
Joy Boy is back.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't even see the episode. I just saw the scene on TikTok. Because at this point, I'm reading the manga instead of watching the episode.
Okay.
Because yeah. I'll be the first to admit it. One Piece has the worst One Piece. Like, the One Piece.
Yeah, the One Piece.
The meme, you know?
Yes.
Like, bro, the episodes take, like, for, like, half a chapter. They take, like, 20 minutes. And they animate the same scene, like, 3 times, you know?
Yeah.
Different angles and everything.
Yes.
So, I prefer to read the manga. But this is getting me so hyped. Because they're putting it so well, and I really enjoy that they're taking their time with it. Mm-hmm. They're having a collaboration with Warner Brothers mm-hmm. to animate Gear 5.
Yeah.
And just knowing that, like, we're 1 week away from this hitting the big screen, it got me so hyped.
Yeah. No, I personally think, like, just watching everything, I'm like, okay. You know, I just might watch, like, the episodes coming up for Gear 5 just to see how actually it works. Because the thing that really started it off was, like, a couple episodes ago where he went to, like, Gear 4, I think, mm-hmm. and you saw, like, all the different, like, small little frames of, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like, yo, okay, this is kind of fire.
Yeah?
This is kind of fire. All right, cool. But, yeah, so I can't wait to see what they do. Is it going to make me start One Piece? Not really.
I mean, as long as you enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I got to give props to, like, it might be a little bit interesting. For sure, like, if there are questions, I usually just go to you or mm-hmm. I just Google that stuff and, like, who is Joy Boy? Okay. Is it the elephant? Because I thought when I was reading, like, I saw, like, the manga panels. I was like, oh, okay. So Joy Boy is the elephant and he's like a reincarnation or something like that. He's like, bro, you're so wrong. Like, that's not how it goes.
No, but it's really fun because we're at the end of Wano right now. This is going to be insane. But fun fact, actually, a lot of people are saying, oh, we're going to see Gear 5 for the first time. You guys do realize it was in Movie Red, right? Like, apparently, I'm tripping, like, every time someone is like, oh, we're going to see Gear 5 for the first time, bro. Like, it was in Movie Red. Yes, it doesn't look nice because it's not, like, the big animation and everything. At the end of the movie, it was, like, for 2 seconds. But, like, bro, it's not going to be the first time. But it's going to be the first time that they do it nicely.
Yes. So, I'm also excited. Easy Cult says, I hate the anime. It's so slow, but the animation pulls me back to watch the new episode.
I get it. I feel it. Now I have TikTok for that, so I don't need that anymore. But, like,
me too. Like, I open it up. Like, I open it up this morning, like at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just see that the first thing I see is One Piece. Like, excited for Gear 5.
I was like, bro, I just love TikTok at this point because I have another friend. I'm like, oh, did you see the new Jujutsu Kaisen episode? He's like, bro, I saw the whole thing on TikTok, bro. I was just scrolling and saw the whole episode.
TikTok comes in so fucking clutch, okay? The fact that I don't need to read on an official manga source anymore and I get my chapters like 3 days early because of all the leaks. Like, the second that the Japanese leaks hit, mm-hmm. I go and I read it, and it's people just like translating the subtitle box on TikTok, and then the next day it's like actually translated. The fact that you can get stuff like that on TikTok now is fucking amazing.
It's actually crazy.
I love it.
But you have to be careful, especially with the new TikTok thing. As soon as you like one thing, they're just going to show you that, bro.
It's so abusive. Yeah, like one, like I think I liked like one video about this like random topic, and then the next five videos was just that. And that like, what the actual
I was fuck? Shocked, bro. Yeah. But speaking of One Piece, let's talk about shit that I'm not excited for.
Oh, God.
The One Piece adaptation.
Okay. Okay.
You saw the trailer.
I saw both trailers.
How do you feel as a I don't like One Piece kind of guy?
I personally think that I get all the people that are doubting it. And I personally will just watch it to see how bad it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not excited for it. And I think it's just going to be another anime adaptation that flops.
You know what shocks me?
What?
Most influencers that like One Piece like what they're seeing right now. And I could not disagree more, bro. Like, first of all, casting of Luffy, I get it. It's always going to be hard to cast Luffy.
Yes.
I hate the actor. I don't like him. I don't know him before. Just watching him as Luffy, it cringes me. It's like a bad cosplay.
Yeah, it's like one of those kids that's kind of like too excited about the role.
But like, because I know he likes One Piece. I know he knows how to play Luffy and everything. But for me...
Rest in peace. We are having some technical difficulties. Give us 1 second. We can blame that on my cat. My cat's not here right now, but we can blame it on... Awesome. So yeah, One Piece, right?
I don't think they like my opinion, bro.
The One Piece god just came down, knocked over your phone.
Bro, aura.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I completely get what you mean. It definitely does feel like it's just someone that's like overhyping it too much, but it's too excited for the role. Like, you got to give it to him that he's dedicated and stuff, yeah. For sure. It's just that, meh.
I get it. Plus, like, some of the characters are so badly cast.
Yeah.
Like, some of the like crew, they're okay. But then you saw Shanks.
Yes.
Bro, I've seen cosplays looks better than Shanks.
No, for me, it wasn't even the Shanks one. It was the shark, dude.
The Arlong?
Yeah.
Bro, what the fuck? Do you not have CGI money anymore? The fuck happened? Did you spend it all on the ship?
Yeah, they spent it all on the ship in the ocean, bro.
Bro.
I saw that, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I get it. It's really, really, really weird, like, having to adapt an anime. I get it. But the fact that you went from like a huge like saw shark, I think I forgot what the name
was. The nose thing,
like the nose, like which actually looks like a saw, and cut it down to like a small little tiny thing like that on the nose. I cringed. I was like, what is this?
Okay, and I saw a meme right before that. The nose is completely realistic, like 100% of a real animal.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty cool, but. Bro, it looks so bad, bro.
Yeah, it does look bad.
And my problem with that, and it confirmed what I was fearing, because my biggest concern when they said, let's do a One Piece adaptation.
Yeah.
Bro, characters in One Piece are different sizes. Arlong was supposed to be, like, fucking bigger than anyone else, bro. He looks like a goddamn midget on the fucking thing. Like, I can't. That shit is triggering
me. Yeah. Easy Call it says, buggy, it looks buggy. Oh, buggy looks so goofy, and I love it.
Buggy is okay. I like the cast.
Yeah, on that. And apparently the movie, the per episode budget is $18 million, which, to be fair, is a lot, but it's one of the most expensive shows ever made.
You know,
all I have to say is just let's wait and see. As long as it's better than the Avatar: The Last Airbender adaptation, it's fine.
I mean, I get it, but like, are we really putting the bar as long as it's better than that? It's success.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are. That's crazy.
Yes. Okay, let's be completely honest.
Okay, let's move on from this.
Now, the GOAT, the OG stuff, Jujutsu Kaisen, man.
Bro.
Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm not even going to talk about the manga because I don't want to spoil it for you guys. But, oh my fucking God. The last couple episodes for season 2 is just peak. I don't care what anyone says about the panel where it's like I alone.
Yeah, that's a question I wanted to ask you. Yes. Since you saw you read the manga.
Yes.
Did they ruin the panel?
No. I think they did it in a unique ways to make it more lively, because it's one thing to like have like one single frame, you know, where he's going like this, to actually having him move around. Of course it's going to be looking different.
Yeah.
I completely get it. But it's so much better the way that they did it. Like, I wasn't expecting it to be like that. My boy was high off a fucking kite, just like floating around. And when they panned to him afterwards, where he's just like floating sideways, I fucking lost my shit. I was like, yo, my man knows that he is OP as fuck. He's going to fuck shit up.
Damn.
The one thing that I do want to say, though, is for Toji, when he says like, oh, like I know the techniques that he has, and he names it one by one. And afterwards he says, oh, it's going to be fine. In the manga, he actually explains why it's fine, and he overanalyzes everything and explains like in three different paragraphs, it's going to be fine because I can reflect this, and I can do this, and I can do that. So it makes it more sense as to why he says he's going to be fine. In the anime, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be fine. And the next thing you know, he's just gone.
Yeah, I even that part, just like not knowing the manga, that kind of felt rushed.
I'm not going to lie. Oh no, even in the manga, the fight just... like one
no, shot. The fight, I get the whole thing.
Yeah.
But just like the dialogue, that like kind of like felt rushed, because the guy looked like, bro, he prepares so much for everything.
Yes.
And then he just says, oh, I know what he's going to do. It's going to be fine, bro.
But that's I think that was the whole emphasis on it, is because like he usually is prepared. He knows exactly what he's going to do. He's getting paid. But this time it was more of his ego getting in the way than him actually preparing. And that's the reason why he lost.
Bro.
It's fucking iconic. And you know what the best part is? In the part where he's carrying the girl and shit, and he asks like his friend, he's like, yo, should we kill all these people? Gigi, the artist, he actually confirmed that at that point he was using him as a moral compass. Because if he was like, yeah, let's kill these fuckers, Gojo would not be the Gojo that we know right now. That's like, true. He would be like... he would not only be the strongest, but he'd be like the evilest person.
That is crazy.
So it's fucking nice that we get to see that. It's amazing. And yeah, they needed the extra budget on the side. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but honestly, before the season started, I didn't know I needed like that much of a Gojo backstory.
Yes.
But I'm so glad I had it.
Yes. And I think now it's like a lot better if you watch that. Watch JJK Zero and then start again from like season one and stuff. I think it's a lot better and it hits you a lot harder because of Shibuya arc, bro. But, like, you're gonna get punched in the fucking face.
But my problem with that is, like I said, I didn't read the manga.
Yeah.
For me, I think they oversold me Gojo, and he just looks like the main character now.
Yes.
Like, I cannot imagine someone else being the main character. For me, right now, going back to Jujutsu Kaisen, it will feel like Boruto. Like, you know, like, Naruto was the main character, but, like, now it's Boruto and all that.
Just wait.
I know what you mean. Just but, wait. Like, even, like, I like Gojo more than the main character.
Yes, and the criticism with everyone on that is that's exactly what it is that you started off with one main character, but you introduced all these people around him that are really fucking strong, so it kind of sidelines our character. Season 1, at least, like, you get to see him use Black Flash 5 times, which is the most that anyone has ever done it. So that's really fucking cool. You see that he like becomes stronger and everything, so you see that he has potential. And then in the final arc of the season 1 where he just like completely decimates everyone, it's fucking iconic. Then now, because we had JJK Zero where it had nothing to do with him, then you have this where it's like, oh, you know, like Gojo's like this. So he gets sidelined right now. In the next arc, you kind of see it's more, it's not just based on Yuji, it's based on all the characters.
Yeah.
But there has been that complaint towards the mangaka where it's like, yo, dude, he's supposed to be the main character. What's up? And people meme all the time that he just like hates the main character and wants to make him suffer. Because that is all that happens. It's like he suffers after suffer after suffer after suffer. Like, it's insane. But the depressing news.
Yeah.
Right? Next episode, coming out Thursday. Then we're getting 2 weeks of a recap for the next arc, the Shibuya arc, the biggest arc ever. And then afterwards, it's a 1 week break. So technically, we have 3 weeks of non-canon stuff.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yes, but afterwards, I feel like a lot of people would appreciate the fact that instead of having to watch the whole entire season 1 again, They just have to watch the next two episodes?
No, I get that. But, like, to be fair, for a recap, you don't need two episodes. One episode would be enough. Like, actually treat it, like, as a recap, not, like, a, like too much scenes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, bro, if you can recap a whole movie on YouTube in 20 minutes, I think you can recap a season.
Yes. I just personally think let's wait it out and trust them. Mm-hmm. Because I, somehow, for some reason, I really do trust MAPPA. Like, I think that they're going to be perfectly fine.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. So, mm-hmm. according to you, mm-hmm. Jobless Reincarnation is a funny isekai.
Okay. So, Jobless Reincarnation Season 2 is airing right now.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it because, like, funny thing is, we interviewed the girl, like, during Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And she said that that is the worst anime she's ever saw. And I took it personally. No, I'm just fucking. But, like, honestly, it's a really good anime. I'm watching it right now.
Okay.
And this is the funny. Like, they did the funniest plot twist ever. And I just need to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I need to share my opinion on it.
Go ahead.
So, it's a guy that gets reincarnated, like in the world. He's kind of OP a bit. But he's still a kid. Like, he's 14 at this point.
Okay.
Does the continent and everything. Mm-hmm. Then he goes with a girl at the end. They have sex one time. And then the girl just goes away.
Okay.
So, now, like, he's heartbroken. He's depressed. That's season two. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
And then he fights, he saves another girl. They're about to, like, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds out he can get it on. So he's like, he doesn't understand what happens. Then one of his friends brings him to a brothel and everything. They try everything. He has erectile dysfunction.
Like, that's the plot twist?
He can't get it on anymore because the other girl traumatized him so much. Like, he's afraid the girls are going to leave him.
Yeah.
So my boy, like, right now has the biggest struggle. He cannot get in, like, hard. And it's the funniest thing ever. I was not expecting this plot twist. I was like, bro, this is funny.
That's a pain, man.
That is a pain.
Real life problems right there. Yeah. What anime are you hyped for the fall season?
What's coming in the fall?
Let's actually check, because even I don't know. All I know is that JJK is 6 months. So
that's cool, at least.
I'm hyped for that for the fall season. Haha.
To be fair, I really like seasonal animes.
Yeah.
I really hope they're gonna be, like, good ones.
Spike's Family, Dr. Stone, Tokyo Revengers.
I need to finish Tokyo Revengers.
I haven't started it at all.
It's pretty good. I remember, like, watching it, like, mm-hmm. it was pretty decent, but just, like, you need to get back into it.
Yeah, yeah. I personally just, I don't keep track of what comes out, like, you know, like, summer, fall, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually what I do is that I just wait for people to be like, yo, this anime is, like, really popping off, like, I really recommend it. And that's how I go for my anime, at least. Because
mm-hmm.
right now what I'm doing is, like, same exact thing, like Zom 100. The second that people were, like, hyping it up, like, yo, the first episode's fucking fire, let's go. I watched it and I was like, yo.
But can we talk about Zom 100?
Zom 100.
Bro, this anime is such a refreshing take on zombies anime.
Yes.
I fucking love it.
Yeah. The first episode?
The first episode, I found it so iconic that the animators had to animate their work conditions.
Yeah. They're making fun of, like, their old, like, studio and stuff that they worked for. Yeah. That shit was fucking insane.
So funny. And plus, you didn't see the latest episodes, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so, like, there's episode 3 right now, like, the time of the recording.
Okay.
And I'm not going to spoil anything. The only thing I'm just going to say is I love how he doesn't give a fuck about the zombie thing.
Yeah.
He just wants to live life.
Live life, yeah.
And why I say it's refreshing, because, like, you know when you're a kid and you're like, oh, I hope a zombie apocalypse comes so I can do all the things I wanted to do.
Yeah, not have to worry about money, not have to worry about jobs and school.
That's the anime.
Exactly.
Like, they don't even consider the dangers of zombies. They're just like, oh, there's no humanity. You can do what the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I enjoy those kinds of, like, animes where you can just turn off everything and just be like, yeah, that's what we're going through right now. Yeah, as a manga reader, you're going to love Zom 100. So
probably. Honestly, it's a really good one.
Yeah. And Brendan's saying, I'm already trusting Chainsaw Man mm-hmm. because, like, the whole, like, MAPPA stuff. Dude, Chainsaw Man? Fucking goated. Especially with the newest stuff that's coming out recently. No spoilers. Okay. But the whole entire chapter is him mostly being, like, doing stuff so he can get with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, she's like, all right, okay, we'll smash, but let's go to karaoke. And he's like, okay. So they go to karaoke and she starts singing a song. but it's like some really random ass song. And apparently it's a real song also that's fucking iconic. And she starts singing it, and these like guys just come out of nowhere and start beating the fuck out of Denji. But then Denji's just like, oh, is that what we're doing today? All right, bet. And he just like starts beating everyone up. At the end of the manga chapter, you just see like there's like a huge like pile of bodies of guys that are just beaten up. And Denji's holding a bat, and he's like, I'm having fun. So this man was finally going to get laid, and then he was like, oh, wait, no. Actually, I want to beat up guys. Like, that's what I want
to do. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Let MAPPA animators rest. I feel bad for them, too. MAPPA is going insane.
Yeah.
Completely insane. They have so many things. And they announced a new anime now also.
They did?
Yeah. And it looks really fucking fire. I think it has something to do with, like, a prison or something like that.
Hmm.
But I was like, yo, like, these guys need rest.
Yo, but speaking of Jujutsu Kaisen and yes. Chainsaw Man,
mm-hmm.
I was saying, bro, Hell's Paradise is kind of like mid
yeah.
compared to all of them.
Yeah.
I just finished it because I didn't finish. I was like episode 9. I finished like the last 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Bro, the plot twist at the end, I'm not saying shit, but the plot twist at the end got me so like, oh, we're doing that. Oh, maybe it's not that mid.
I still need to finish it. Like, I got to the part where it's like the brothers, I think.
Oh, bro. Forget the Ratchet Up Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, but the only thing I don't like with Hell's Paradise, and like, it's not even a spoiler, it's like the power system they're trying to implement.
Yes.
Feels like the Hunter x Hunter system with Ned and all that bullshit, all the complicated shit.
Okay.
And that kind of turned me off a bit. Because it really looked like a copy from Ned. But after that, the whole plot, just the plot was broad. If you didn't finish it, just go watch it.
Yeah. Brendan is 2 episodes into Hell's Paradise. Just wait. Just wait. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So, you apparently wanted to tell me a surprise for an isekai.
So, I started watching an isekai that came out this season.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you try to guess what it is.
I won't know. Legit.
Say a random thing, bro. It's an isekai.
Is it the vending machine one?
It is the vending
machine. Yo! I heard about that. I think we were talking about it at one point. And I was like, how the fuck are they making these anime? This guy gets like reincarnated as a vending machine, right?
Bro, they're at episode 4 right now. I saw the whole episodes.
Mm.
Honestly, the explanation is dog shit.
Okay.
But the anime is like, if you turn off your brain,
yes,
it's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with all the isekais, like the I got reincarnated as a sword, I got reincarnated as like a vending machine.
Yes.
They're really enjoyable to watch. And they're like the whole level up system, oh, I can level up and like put ramen in my like dispenser and everything.
Yeah. Wait, but are all the other characters also vending machines or just him?
It's the only vending machine, and he found like a girl that like carried him. And they think it's a magical item, but they know, like, he's a real person.
Okay.
But he can't talk. The only way he can communicate is, like, those phrases you get, like, thank you, come again, or, like, yes, oh, you might win something.
Man.
And it's the funniest shit ever, bro.
Wait, can he, like, walk and run and
no,
he can't do anything.
It's a vending machine.
He can't do anything?
The girl has to pick him up.
What the fuck?
But he can transform, so like, oh, like sometimes he brings candy, the other times like ramen or like coke or some bullshit like that.
God damn.
And you know how they defeated one of the dragons or some bullshit, bro? Like to win time so the other people would come.
Yeah.
He brought coke, then transformed into a Smarties thing. So they put the coke in the Smarties, like, so it does like the bubble thing.
Ew, I can't believe this is anime.
This is an anime, but the explanation of him like getting reincarnated.
Yes.
A truck was driving a vending machine.
Of course.
And like it well went off.
Mm-hmm.
So he went after the vending machine because he loves vending machines so much. And he tried to save the vending machine.
That is definitely a Japanese thing for sure. Like with the amount of vending machines that they have all over the place, holy fuck.
I know it's weird I'm this hype for, like, a vending machine anime, yes. But, like, yes, it is are. Really entertaining.
Now I have to check it out. What the fuck? This is so weird. Easy Call says, I'm too busy playing a video game series called Yakuza. I've heard good things about that. For some reason, it's just not my style. I have all of the games on my PlayStation just from, like, getting it for free.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from, like, PlayStation Plus. So I have them. I just never started them. And what I love, would love to watch Hell's Paradise when I get the time. I highly recommend it. Make the time for it. The season's over, so you can just like watch the whole entire thing at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with like Hell's Paradise. It goes way better if you watch it one shot.
Yes, yes. That's usually how I watch my anime also. But yeah. Waiting for the hot spring isekai to get animated. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I think there was a isekai like manga that like I got isekai'd into an isekai. Mm-hmm. Like it's an Inception shit.
Okay, yeah, I was talking to you about that. So I was watching the Trash Taste podcast, uh-huh. Like the guys in Japan, and they're like, at this point in a couple of years, there's definitely going to be an isekai where you get isekai'd into like some big animes. So for example, like you die and you get reincarnated to like the One Piece anime.
That would be so dope.
Where like you're hunting like with the straw hats and shit, looking for the One Piece.
Oh my god! Can you imagine like an isekai which each episode you get reincarnated in like in a popular anime?
Yo.
That would be so dope.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. All right, I got some bad descriptions for you.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I am never ready for
this. All right. So back again with the anime bad descriptions. First one up.
Okay.
Guy cleans a beach and gets superpowers.
Oh, My Hero?
Yes.
That's actually a really good one. It took me a moment.
Yes. So these ones are actually from you guys. The ones that we actually asked for you to do. So these are some of them.
We know we said the bucket of water. We're doing that. It's raining right now.
Canada right now, I don't know what it is, but every single other day, it's just raining.
Bro, we had a tornado warning last week.
It was insane. It was completely insane. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Ginger wants to be the best at jumping high.
God damn it. Haikyuu?
Haikyuu, yes. All right. I don't know if you're going to get this one. Orphan. Wait, let me fix it up first. Technical difficulties again. All right. Anime bad description. Orphan forced to make friends wants to fight bloodsuckers and discovers his dead boyfriend is a vampire.
Is it Seraph of the End?
It's Seraph of the End, yes. There was another one that was mostly exactly like that, where it was more like a fighting demons and having salt or something, but I thought that was giving it away too much.
So but like that boyfriend, aren't they like brothers?
Jean, brothers. But they act like as if though like they're
yeah,
like
yeah, we're doing some Alabama things in anime now.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Always make sure your watch is working.
I'm gonna say Steins Gate.
Yeah.
Actually?
I
just threw the random like time travel shit that I know and
it's time.
Yeah. I never saw the anime. I was just like, bro, watch.
Watch, it has to be it.
Either that or Tokyo Revengers.
Girl who became a magical girl over a lie.
Over a lie?
Yeah.
Girl who became a magical
girl. Over a lie.
Is this a popular one?
I haven't heard of it before.
Okay, so... Over a lie? What the fuck?
Yes.
I have no idea.
It's True Beauty.
What the fuck is that?
I have no idea what True Beauty is, but that was a really good one. Because I knew like it was going to stump you, so like, but I'm going to put it in.
Bro, that would stump anyone, bro.
Yeah. All right. The last anime bad description for today. World turned to stone, and to revive it... what? Okay. Never mind. Let's start again. World turned to stone, and revive to start a new civilization.
Is that Dr. Stone?
That is Dr. Stone.
Yeah. Okay, to be fair, you cannot put a bad description with like stone in it.
That's what I mean. Like, there were so many good ones, but I was like, bro, it's like so easy. To, like, beach, ginger, jumping high,
yeah.
Like, orphan, vampire.
I never saw Dr. Stone, but just like when you said stone yeah. That's the first thing that came to mind, Dr.
Yes.
Stone.
Yes, exactly.
So I was just like, fuck it, let me throw it, you know?
All right, so I got some discussion questions for you.
Yes.
All right. What, in your opinion, is the best elemental character of anime?
How would you define an elemental
character? Like, to use the elements, fire, water, stuff like that, as their main source of power.
Ooh, that's actually hard.
Yeah.
The best one?
Yeah. My personal favorite would have to be Natsu.
Bro, I was thinking of Natsu.
Natsu from Fairy Tail? Because I just know, like, when I think of elemental, I just think of Natsu. Just like, he is the impediment of fire and flames.
That is true.
And dragons and everything like that. I just think of him all the time. Like, my boy can show up out of nowhere. I saw this one clip of him, like, showing up to a tournament, like, with, like, a whole entire hood on. He He walks in and then he just like completely blasts everyone with his fire after like training. Yeah, no,
that is intense.
Yeah, yeah.
But elemental, bro, that's hard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I have no idea. Because I was going to say not to, you kind of sold out for me.
Yeah.
Because elemental, when I think elemental, most of the time I just think of Avatar.
I mean, technically, if you want to consider it as an anime.
I mean, fuck it. I'll go for lightning and I will take Killua.
Ooh, okay.
Because to be fair, like he doesn't have the most impressive feats.
Yes.
But the mastery of it, yeah. I think that makes him a great elemental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. The best duel of all time.
The best duel of all time.
Yes.
That one's hard. Because they need to be like a quality duel.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you start.
Of course, you got to mention Naruto and Sasuke, especially when they fought against Momoshiki. Like, okay, they just go ham. Like, they don't need to worry about anything. They know exactly how they click. They know exactly how they fight. In terms of other ones, though,
It's hard, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it has to be like a quality duo. I cannot say like Luffy and Zoro. Because yes, they're two powerhouses.
Yes.
But interaction between them, like as a fight, we never see that.
Yes.
I need to like see them fight, be like bosses at that.
Mm.
What is it?
There is one that I really like. That I just want to confirm. Okay, yeah.
I was going to say that.
Yeah?
But like, all right, fine. No, they're not... No, you can say it because they're not good enough.
Okay. So in my opinion, they only had one fight together, but I just really liked how they blended in. And for that, like, I actually have to give an honorable mention for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yuji and Todo from Jujutsu Kaisen. When they had the fight... I mean, that's one of the most iconic fights, let's be honest.
It is.
Besto Frendo. Like, the whole entire time. Him catching the five black fists. Like everything, it was just
no. That was nice. That was
perfection.
Nice.
Perfection.
You know what? I'm gonna go. I have to like give it to the originals. I'll go Goku and Vegeta.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Like
okay.
They are the original duo.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Honorable mention also.
Mm-hmm.
Edward and Alfonso.
Ass.
Really?
Ass.
Ass. Ass. Okay. Okay.
Because
okay.
Like. Is if one character like is way better than the other one,
mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't go that well.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
Yeah.
Best glow up of all time.
Bro, you cannot beat One Piece on this. Bro, Kobe from One Piece,
mm-hmm.
That's insane. He looked like a nerdy ass, like little boy.
Okay.
And in 6 months of hard training, he looks like the male epitome of adulthood, bro. My boy looks like clean as fuck. I swear to God, if you see like the past and the like the new editor, me in the future, put it on the screen.
One of my favorite ones would have to be Nell from Bleach. Because
mm-hmm.
The whole entire time, like she's like this like really annoying, like short little child and stuff. But the second that Ichigo like gets attacked and almost gets killed, Nell like unlocks her true abilities and like remembers like her memory and stuff. And she transforms into this like huge ass fucking OP woman, and you find out she's actually in the top like four and stuff of all the Espada, and bro, she looks peak as fuck. So I, editor, future reference, please show that one. Thank you very much. All right, the worst nerfs of all time.
I have mine, so I'm gonna let you go first.
Okay, okay, okay. I personally think.
Mm-hmm.
That this is going to be Asuna from Sword Art Online.
Asuna?
Asuna.
The biggest nerf.
The biggest nerf.
Okay.
Like, they, in terms of the character and stuff and how she really acts, when we were watching the movies, like, that was one of the things that really stood out to me, is how they just completely nerfed her from this, like, independent, like, really strong character that, yes, like, she sometimes relied on Kirito and stuff for fights. But in the movies, they make it seem as though like she's desperate, like she can't do anything without Kirito. Like she gets stuck in a cave and she starts crying, like, help me, Kirito, help me. Like, this is not Asuna. Like, this is not the character that she is. It makes no sense whatsoever.
That's a good opinion.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell you the only good answer for the biggest anime nerf in history. Gaara's hair in Boruto.
Oh my god.
This is the biggest nerf in anime history. Have you seen Gaara before? Perfection. This is what we want. And then you see Gaara in Boruto, bro. Have you seen his hair? Bro, how is he still a Kaze after that shit? I would have stripped that title away from him. Have you seen the boy? He had the biggest potential ever. Bro had a big power up, like in the war with a big speech and everything. It was like, bro, this is gonna be my guy, bro. And then you see him in Boruto. That is the worst thing I ever saw. That is the biggest nerf in history. I don't care what the fuck you say. Fight me. This is the biggest nerf in anime history, bro. His hair is not hit, bro.
Literally just went on a whole entire fucking tangent.
I hate the hair, bro.
I knew it was gonna be something in Boruto. I fucking knew it. But the fact that she went for his hair is fucking iconic.
Bro, and he's not the only one, bro. Have you seen Naruto's hair also?
Naruto has like an adult hair. Like what we wanted was a shinobi haircut that like we see in like some of the anime Naruto. But yeah, in this one, it's just like, okay.
No, but the biggest one is still Gaara, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, Gaara, dude, he deserves better, man. I feel so.
I get why he gets more bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a son, but yeah.
An adopted son.
Yeah. An adopted one.
He tried to get a real one. With a hair, it didn't work, bro.
Yo. All right. Best assassin of all time.
Best assassin of all time?
Yes.
Oof.
For me, I'm gonna have to go with Akame from Akame ga Kill.
Okay.
Because the whole entire point is the fact that they are assassins.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really fucking love the anime, and I love the character of Akame. Mm-hmm. Like the whole entire time. And in the anime, at least, like if I remember correctly, she's the only one that survives.
Ooh.
Everyone else, like even the main character, like dies.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of iconic. I didn't expect that to happen in an anime because that was the first one where I was like, oh shit, okay, the MC actually dies.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I really like that. So I'm going to go with Akame.
I think the best assassin, it's a double mention, I guess.
Yeah.
Killua.
Yeah, I knew that you, like the second that you said Killua for the elemental, I knew you were going to also mention it for assassin.
Yeah, bro. Bro, as an assassin, like before you got nerfed and be like, oh, let's be friends with people and stop killing them because Gun is a happy boy. Bro, before he was a straight up savage. Bro, at the selection, he was against a prisoner that was like, he literally said, I'm gonna crush your head. My boy, like, stopped time, went with the killing hand, and had his heart in a little bag, bro. And the guy died, went like this, he put the heart on his hand. That is the most savage shit I ever saw, bro.
Yeah, not only is he an assassin, but he's also a savage. Okay, I see.
Bro, plus, he has, like, all the techniques, like slow walking and all that bullshit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they have they are the best assassin family in, like, Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah.
Bro, Killua is a savage.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And we gotta say also Itachi, right? I mean, he massacred his whole entire village.
You see, I was gonna say, but, like, Itachi feels more like... For me, if you're a ninja, you cannot be an assassin. Kind of weird, you know.
Mm.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
That's why I kept Naruto out of the list.
Yeah, yeah. It's an honorable mention. It's okay. It doesn't honorable. Really count. Yeah, honorable. All right. The next one.
Yeah.
Best siblings of all time.
Ooh.
I actually have to think about that one also.
That is a tough one.
That is definitely a tough one.
Why is it every time you mention something, I just go blank, bro?
Yeah.
Like, who are siblings?
Edward and Alfonso.
They're ass, bro.
Oh, well, there's Tanjiro and Nezuko. Depends.
I need to see, like, because the problem with siblings, like, for them to be a good duo,
uh-huh.
both of them need to have, like, the big-ass moments, you know?
Yeah.
That's my problem with it.
Someone on the list put Tensei and Tenya from My Hero. It's like, bro, they're not the best siblings. What do you mean?
The list is that dry.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, to be honest with you, yeah, there's Sora and Shiro from No Game, No Life.
Still pretty dry.
Yeah. I mean...
Damn, that list is so ass. Okay. Siblings. Because I was going to say Sasuke and Itachi.
Yeah.
But, like, they never interact with each other.
The only time that they fought was with Kabuto.
Yeah, and even that fight, it wasn't that impressive.
Yeah. It was just Sasuke being like, yo, please, like,
notice me. Bro, the whole fight was like Itachi like just putting in the work and Sasuke be like, yo, bro, just talk to me, bro.
It's like, no. No. All right. And the last one that we're doing today, the best healers of all time.
We do a healer.
Man. I personally think that, like, it's an easy cop-out for me. It would have to be Sakura. Oh, no, actually, no.
More than Tsunade?
Yeah, screw that. Not Sakura. Tsunade. This girl somehow managed to be split in half from a huge-ass fucking tree and still be able to survive.
No, that's crazy.
That is insane. Like, the level of just, like, healing abilities that she has where she's like, oh, it's perfectly okay for me to get stabbed across my fucking chest. I don't mind. I will heal it back up. I can go into war. I'm the only exception for this.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
It's, no, that was insane.
That's like my bad girl. Like, I'm sorry.
You know what's my pick?
Yeah.
It's not even a person. It's the Senshu Bean from Dragon Ball. It's the ultimate plot. Fuck you, bro. Like, oh, yo, I'm about to die. Here, eat this. Oh, my God. I'm full health. That's crazy.
It's the Fortnite chug jug.
Bro, look at that nerve. That shit, like, oh, yeah, we couldn't, like, do too many of them. So we each get one because, you know, like. Bro, how the fuck do you not farm that shit, bro? That should be like $1 million business. Man. Oh, you have a headache? Senshu Bean, bro. That's the best healer I ever, bro.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Last topic for today.
Yeah.
Overrated list.
Okay.
Hit me up.
So I'm going to name a few animes.
Yes.
And you're going to tell me if it's overrated or underrated.
Okay, okay.
Chainsaw Man. Only anime.
Underrated.
Underrated?
Underrated as fuck. There's so many people that hate it for no fucking reason. And I think it gets bad clout just because of the fact that it's 13 episodes compared to all the other animes that are made by MAPPA. It has so much fucking potential and people don't see it. So underrated.
Bleach.
Properly rated.
Really? I was really gonna hope you say underrated.
No, I think that the actual fans hype it up to the point that it deserves, especially every single week when it comes out. The actual fandoms appreciate it for what it is.
Really? Because I never heard someone just like talk positively about Bleach except you. So for me, if it's actually good, it's underrated because I never hear about that shit.
No. For me personally, because I actually like have other people that I talk to that actually watch it.
Okay, so those two people, like the two whole family... Like, listen, I'm glad all five of you like Bleach.
Bro. Listen, no, I think it's properly rated.
Okay, Sword Art Online, and that's all the seasons.
Okay, but my thing is that it's like everyone fucking hates it.
Yeah.
So is it really overrated if everyone fucking hates it? I don't think so. I think that I'm gonna go with an underrated on this one.
Really?
Especially with Alicization. Alicization. I don't even know how to fucking
pronounce it. Alicization.
Alicization, whatever. Yeah.
Alicization, bro. It's not a magic store.
I don't fucking know what it is. Abracadabra, who fucking cares? But yeah, those seasons were actually pretty good, not gonna lie. There are some seasons that are completely fucking like terrible, where I would just like never watch them again. There's other seasons where I think it's like, oh, this actually deserves praise, and it doesn't because it's named Sword Art. So, just gonna go with underrated for that, in total.
Okay. Hell's Paradise.
Underrated. I think it was very overhyped before it came out, and after it came out, it just died down. So I think underrated.
I think it's underrated as fuck. The fact that I didn't see any spoiler for the ending.
I don't know anything that happens at all.
That's even crazy. On TikTok. Yeah, that's what I meant on TikTok, bro. Like,
yeah.
I never seen an anime get so little hype on TikTok when it's a big name anime.
Yeah.
That was really shook.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Black Clover. This is how you cancel someone.
Oh, no, I don't. Like, I just have Vietnam War flashbacks of, like, just complete cancellation on that shit. I'm going to say overrated as fuck.
You are?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I personally think that it's overrated as fuck. It's just, you know, I haven't watched it, so I can't have a proper opinion on it. So even if I do want to say underrated, overrated, my opinion does not amount to shit. But from my standpoint right now, I think it's overrated as fuck. Maybe I'll give it another chance down the line and say that it's still overrated as fuck. But yeah.
Okay, and the last one, I'll allow you to use even manga on this.
Okay.
Boruto.
Underrated as fuck.
That is complete cap.
Underrated as fuck.
Bro, the manga got so cocksucked, like the last few panels, and it's not that, it's not all that.
It is all that. What do you mean?
Bro, it's like bro, it's bro, it only looks decent because the whole anime up until now was ass.
That's not true. Okay. The anime maybe, but the manga so far has been really fucking good. It has been. What do you mean?
Bro, because you think it's good because the last panels are okay, bro.
But no, like, I've been saying every single fucking chapter has been good for a while now.
Boruto is like a 6, bro.
For you, yes. But for someone that's actually been reading it since the fucking beginning of the manga, that this shit right now is fucking top tier. Especially, mark my fucking words. Did you see the Sarada reveal?
Bro, that is... Yo, that is the worst... biggest downgrade, you should have put Sarada on that.
No, it's okay.
You actually like it?
It looks decent to me, yes. But to be honest with you, it's his art style that looks fucking awkward right now. But the second that we see it actually animated, I think it's going to look better.
I don't know. I think like the fan art was way better.
I mean, yeah, because you set your expectations too fucking high with the fan art. 100%.
That is the stupidest shit ever. How the fuck my expectations are too high with the fan art? It should be the opposite.
I guess.
Like, bro, if you're the expert in the thing, you should make the better version than the
fan art. But he's not the expert. It's not Kishimoto. That's the problem.
But it's his character. I don't care if he's not Kishimoto. Bro, it's your character that you created. How the fuck is a random fan art better than the thing you create?
No, sometimes, like, you know, like the endings or whatever, where people like hype it up so fucking much. It's like, oh my god, this will be the best of fucking both worlds. Like, this is how it ends. It's fucking amazing.
No, there's a difference between the endings and the design. That's all I mean. It's like, yeah, bro, Gear 5, like, there's some really good fucking, like, for Gear 5, like, a lot of good fan art.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the animation is going to be better than the fan art.
Well, wait
like, they
see.
Took the time to work with multiple studios and everything.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's the Sarada look. Jeff was a big fuck you to the fans.
Okay. Yeah, I can see what you mean by that. There were definitely a lot of people that were angry about it. But there was also a lot of people after, like, a little bit of time went by. They're like, okay, actually, it looks fucking dope.
Mm.
And, like, right now, I'm in the middle ground where I'm just like, I get the complaints, but I also see, like, why, like, she's dope. But there's always been controversies with Boruto girl characters, especially Sarada, where, like, the author makes her very sexualized for no fucking reason. Like, on the manga panels, like, she's 13 years old. She's wearing heels, very short skirts and stuff for no fucking reason. That does not look like a ninja whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And people are like, how the fuck does this make sense? Like, it does not. It's just like, what the fuck?
I mean, to be fair, the Boruto creator kind of shot himself in the foot. Because we're not going to lie, a female cast, they all kind of got downgraded. So he didn't have a choice to sexualize her. We're not gonna lie, bro. Hinata got a downgrade. The Mitsukage got a downgrade. Anko got a downgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, feels bad. But yeah, there's like some scenes like in the manga panels and shit where it's just like, yo, like, what the fuck?
It's so better than the My Hero one. Remember the Invisible Girl? Dude. That shit was so controversial.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was something, alright. Like, yeah, there's like one scene where she's like, on top of a cliff, so you're looking at an up angle, but it's like you almost see like inside her skirt, and you're like,
this is bro, not my boy is trying to get the views up for Boruto. After the 2 weeks fight, he didn't have a choice,
man. But yeah, so yeah, but actually, you know what? I'm gonna do you a list as well,
okay?
So overrated or underrated list,
okay?
You ready?
Yeah,
Full Metal Alchemist,
that is overrated. I enjoyed it so much while I watched it.
Yes.
But people are talking like it's the peak of anime.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing anime. But people are overrating it so much.
Yeah. Like, it to me personally, I like the anime. It looks nice. But it doesn't deserve to be like the top spot of all fucking time.
No.
I don't see it yet. I've only watched like 10 episodes so far.
Don't worry. I saw all of them. And yeah. It's not. All
right.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
But it's overrated as fuck.
Okay. Haikyuu.
I think it's properly rated because not a lot of people are talking about it except the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
The same problem as Bleach, bro. The 5 people that like it.
Yeah, they're just there. Like,
no, I'm fucking with you. No, but the people that like it, like, they really enjoy it. But as a sport anime, I think, like, even, like, when Blue Lock came, it has had a bigger fan base than Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, like, underrated.
Okay, okay.
For most people.
Yeah. Since you hit me with a big 3-0, One Piece. Overrated or underrated?
I think it's properly rated. Because, to be fair, yes, a lot of people hate it. A lot of people like it. So I think it balances out. Because I'm not going to say it's underrated. Because there's a lot of really, like, people really like it.
Yeah.
But it's not overrated either because it lives up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's properly rated.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to think of one that you actually like.
You make me sound like I don't like anime.
You don't. You hate anime. This is all fake.
I'm a hired cast, bro.
Yeah. Devil's a Part-Timer.
Oh, that shit is so overrated.
Really? Okay, no. Just take into consideration season one.
Okay, season one was underrated as fuck. Yeah. No one talked about it. It was amazing. I fucking love that anime. Season two, I was like at episode 5 and I dropped it. And now like season 2 part 2 came out.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to watch it for now. I think I'm going to give it one more chance. But that shit went downhill so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking pain. And the last one for you. Kuroko no Basket.
I think that's properly rated.
Yeah?
Because people that like basketball, they know about it. So that's fine. And it lives up to the hype. It's the same thing as One Piece. If you know about it, it's fine.
Yeah.
And it's okay that it's not like more popular. Because I get it. Not everyone likes basketball.
Yeah.
It's like if you ask me Blue Lock, I never watched it.
Yeah.
For me, it sounds overrated, but I don't fuck with soccer, so...
It's like me with, like, Prince of Tennis, where I actually know about it. You don't really know about it. It's because it's the sport that interests
you. Yeah, but you would not say it's underrated, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, awesome. Cool.
Cool.
So, that's it for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining. Thank you for all the comments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to check our YouTube channel or even our Discord. It's in the links in the bio.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come join us, and thank you guys so much. Bye-bye. Take care.